Rishon and Echonami. Rishon Taka is Vadei Pashaya. The Rishon is Vadei Pashayahu. He should have watched himself. And since he didn't watch himself when he fell down, that's called an Adama Mazik light. And now somebody trips over you, you're chayiv, both for the second person and for his kelim. I bore is potter by kelim, but the pshat is if you're lying on the ground, a person is not called a bore. An Adam is an Adam. And Adam, if somebody trips over you, it's called you a Mazik then. So you're chayiv even if he broke his kelim. For your bore means things that you own, your mamayna, if you're maskerit, your avneskinu masoi, that's a bore. Then we say a potter on kelim. But the person himself is lying down with shusarabim, he doesn't have a luck of a bore, therefore the first one is chayiv even for the damage of the kelim of the second one. Because the first guy is a vade pashayahu. But Shani, the second one, mashmi, he's not such a pashay, the second one.
Yeah.
Like Rashi says, that Rishon is vade pashayahu, the menashe nofli, fell by himself. Therefore, he should have watched himself. Hilka gufoi heavy kamazik. From a moyne heavily kare boro mechayiv lay mi or gufoi shiny. Vaita. That's the Rishon. Rishon and Nazvada in this class called the Peshayahu, the first one. But shiny agufoi mechayiv. The second one, Mashmi, he's not called the Peshayah. His nefilah is called an onus, because he tripped over the first one. That's called an onus. So therefore, agufo and mechayiv, the hevel elamad loyomad. For the actual falling down, the second one is an onus. Why is he chayiv? Just because he didn't get up later. So the fact he didn't get up, he left his body stay there, he's chayiv if somebody damaged, if his body did damage. But amamamaynai potter, the fact that when the second one came tumbling down, so he also broke his pitcher. And now his pitcher does damage, somebody trips over his pitcher, for that he's potter. Amamaynai potter. Why the Yomla, the second one, has a right to say, Hai Bira Lava No Karise, I did not dig this bore. In other words, the Mamayna here means when the second guy falls, so he himself becomes like a bore, and his broken clay is also a stumbling block, people could hurt themselves. So on the body himself, there's a time of why you didn't get up. Since you didn't get up, for that you're chayiv. But on your broken kelim, that you have a right to say, I didn't dig this bore. Like when I fell, I was an honest when I fell. So when I first came tumbling down, it was an honest. And later, Mistami was mafkarit. Since he was mafkarit, he doesn't own it anymore. Therefore, he's potter on this kimamayne. Yeah. For the Gemara Meis, we have a kasha. It says, Alocha kulon chayova maniske gufon, upturan aniske mamaynon. It says, all of them are chayiv if somebody hurts himself on their body, but they're potter if somebody hurts himself on their moment on the broken kelim. So my love doesn't mean to say, I feel a rishon. That even the first guy's also, when the first one tripped, and even if he broke his kelim, and his kelim broke there, he's also potter on the nezik, on the bore of his kelim. And before Rava says no, but the Rava says the first one is chayiv, bein on niska gufa, bein on niska mamaynoi, it's a little bit different than we learned before. Niska mamaynoi doesn't mean for the damage of the second one's mumin, but it means to say when the first guy falls, if he falls with a pitcher, and the pitcher breaks down, becomes a bore, b'shus harabim, so the first one is chayiv for the damage that comes about because of his pitcher. So that's what Rava said before. And here it says, kulam chayov maniske gufon, upturin aniske mamaynon. It says, all of them are only chayiv agufam, and not a mamaynon. So according to Kasha, Rava said the first guy is chayiv on his mamin. So my love doesn't mean to say, afilu rishon, even the first one is also potter, not like Rava. So Gemara says, lo, it means to say, labar me rishon, excluding the first one. Fredrik Gemara, how can you say that? Vakulam ketoni, it says all of them. So mashmu, even the first one is also potter on the nezek of his mamin. So Gemara says, omar ravada barava, kulon hanizokin. Just mean to say, anybody that got damaged, they're all chayiv. There's the ones that got damaged, just from the second one onwards, those are the ones that are chayiv agufa and potter amamaynoi. But the first one alone, he's taka chayiv, maybe even amamaynoi. For the Mara Haimai, how could that be? Iyamin, if you want to tell me, Bishleim afilu rishon, even the first one is also potter amamaynoi, hainu diktoni kulon. That's why it says all of them. Eliyamrit labar marishon, but if you want to tell me, it only means excluding the first one. But the first one is really chayiv amamaynoi, my kulon. What's the lashon of kulam, all of them? Listen, hanizokin. It just should have said the ones that got hurt. Like from the second one onwards, when they fall, their body becomes like a boar. They're chayiv for the damage their body causes, but not for the damage that their mamon causes. But since it says lashon of kulon, it's mashm even the first one also. So chur takasha and rava. All right, turn over. So Gemara says like this. Elo Amar Rovas. Therefore, Rovas says like this better. Rishon, the first guy that tripped, and he was carrying a pitcher, and the pitcher broke, Bishas Rabim. Chaya, the first one, is Chaya, Bein Beniske, Gufon, the Sheni, Bein Beniske, Mamayna, the Sheni. Now Rovas says the way I said before. And Rovas said like this. That's what he meant to say is, when the first one falls, true, even the first one is only Chaya for the damage that his body caused. If somebody trips over him, and that he broke his pitcher, and his pitcher does damage, for that he's potter. He's only chayiv taka for the damage that his body caused. But Rava says like this, even the first one that tripped, and somebody else tripped over him. So the first one is chayiv bein beniske gufo disheni, bein beniske mamana disheni. It means that's why the second guy was carrying a pitcher. And when the second one tripped over the first one, he caused both the second one to hurt himself and to break his pitcher. So the first one is chayiv for both of them. And like we said before, an Odom is not considered like a boar. If an Odom himself is lying down on the floor, and now somebody comes and trips and broke the Kalim, you don't have a Torah to say, boar is potter from Kalim. A person is not called a boar. An Odom is called Odom Amazik. And therefore, when you cause damage, somebody else tripped and broke the Kalim, you take a Chayev to pay for the damage on the Kalim. But for Sheni, the second guy that tripped, Chayev v'niske shlishi v'niske gufay, avaloi v'niske mamayni. The second guy, Weissler, he's not such a big Pashay anymore. He's not such a big, at fault. Therefore, when he falls down, and the third guy falls over him, he's only chai for the damage that happened to the third guy himself. But not to the damage that happened to the Kalim of the third guy. Mashman, the second one is not such a big Pashay, as Rashi says, he talk and we look as if he's a boar. We don't consider him like an other mamazik, but rather he'll have the p'tur that the boar is putter on Kalim. So when the third one comes tumbling down over the second guy, and the third guy breaks his kalim, the second one is potter on the kalim, because he has a locha like boar that's potter on kalim. So Mar says, my time, and what's the reason? To have a boar, because the second guy is considered like a boar. And v'loi mitzinu boar shechayi boar is a kalim. We don't find anywhere that the mazik of boar is chayi for kalim. So Mar says, it depends. That's only good according to Shmuel that says even though you own the takola, even though you weren't masquerade yet, you own it, it's also considered like bor. Therefore, you could say the second guy's body, like you can't be masquerade yourself don't become hefka. Therefore, when the second one falls down, we consider him like a bor to say when Kalim fall over him, he's put to pay for the damage of the Kalim. But Elul Rav, but according to Rav, the Rav always says the Yomar, he asked Rein, Rav Shitar is, what's considered a boar? Only something that's Hefker. If you mask the boar, you mask what you own, then it could become a boar. Eloi loi, but something you're not mask that you still own it, it can't become a boar. If so, Michael Amema, what can you say then? Like when the second guy fell down, his body, you can't say his body is Hefker, he still owns his body. If so, according to Rav, his body can't be a boar. So his body has to be like other mamazik. So why, when the third guy comes tumbling down over you and breaks his kalim, why are you potter on the kalim? You're not a boar. You're like an adam. So why are you potter on the kalim? So Gemara says like this. I'll tell you, like we said at the beginning, it's not true. Avada, the second one is chayiv, he's chayiv, if somebody hurt himself on the goof of the second one, avada is chayiv, both the goof one, both the mamoinam. A person is not called a boar. So whoever trips over you over the second guy and breaks kalim, avada, the second guy is chayiv. And that's what Rava meant to say, that the second one is potter, a mamoinai, it means like we said before, it means when the second guy trips, and he breaks his pitcher, now his pitcher doesn't become a boar b'shus rabin. On his mummon, if somebody gets damaged through his mummon, he's potter on his mummon. That was Rabbi's chiddush was. The first one that falls down and he breaks his pitcher also becomes a boar. And therefore, if someone hurts himself over his broken pieces, he's chayiv. But when the second one comes tumbling down, the second one's boar is not called a boar, that someone hurts himself there as potter. On this, we had a question. The kashlok, he had a question on this. Kulon chayovim. It said before, Lashon of Kulon chayovim on niske gufon, v'loy on niske mamoinam. Mashm, even the first guy also was only chayiv for the damage that his body causes, and not for the damage that his mamon, his broken pieces causes. So how could Rava say the first one is chayiv even for his broken pieces? So my answer is like this. Tir gemor ravada bar min yumi, kai made the ravina in front of ravina, shehusko kalim bekalim. We're talking about that kalim got broke by kalim. The second guy's kalim broke over the first guy's kalim. That's when he's chayiv. In other words, that he said kulam apturim the kelim, it doesn't mean that the second guy, when he broke his keli over the first one's body, if he broke his kelim over the first one's body, Rav says the first one's chayiv. But the Brisa that says kulam apturim means when the first guy fell down, his pitcher broke, and now the second guy fell down over him, but his pitcher broke because of the first one's pitcher. So therefore, it's called kelim breaking kelim. Then you potter. Of course, the kelim is only a bor, and bor is potter and kelim. That's what the Brisa meant to say. Shahul's called kelim be kelim. On that you potter. But if the second one broke his kelim over the first one's body, it could be then that was Rav's halacha. The first one is chayiv even on this guy kelim. Oh, mama, what did we say before? Emach misrisha noflo rishin chayiv niska kulam. If even the third guy fell because of the first one, then the first one's chayiv even for the damage of the second one. So Gemara says, Machmas Rishon Hechinovol. How could it be the third guy fell because of the first one? We're talking about first one guy fell down, then a second guy fell over him, and now a third one fell over the second guy. So how could it be the third one fell because of the first one? So Rav Papa says, the Poska Liurcha Kishalda. Means when the first guy fell down, he fell down straight across the Orish Yisrabim. And Rashi says, it's like lying straight across the width of Rosh Hashanah, and he covered up the whole derech. And therefore, it could be the first guy, the second, the third guy both fell because of the first one. Same type of a thing, like a stick that a blind man uses. When a blind man walks, he has a long stick that he moves around to see how to go. So therefore, sometimes he sticks out the stick very far. So it means here also, the first guy fell flat out, that it could be a second guy and a third guy both fell because of the first one. So if even the third guy fell because of the first one, then the first one is chayiv for his damage also. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be zebo b'chavita v'zebo b'karosoi? One guy's carrying a pitcher, one guy's carrying a beam. Nishbrua kadesh zeb b'karosoi zeb. If this guy broke his barrel in the first one's beam, is potter. So the Baal HaBim is Potter. Shall a Zer Rosh Hashlalach, Zer Rosh Hashlalach. Both of them have a right to walk on Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, the one that's carrying the barrel should have watched himself. What about Hoyo Baal HaKor Rishon? Let's say the one that's carrying the beam went first. O Baal Chav Yisachman, the one that's carrying the pitcher went last, back, the barrel. And Nishbra Chav Yispakor again, Potter. Baal HaKor, the Baal HaKor is Potter because he has the right to walk. The guy in back should have watched himself. But the Imam at Baal HaKor, let's say the first one stops short, then Chayiv. Then the second one comes into him, the first one is chayiv. The imam al bal chav yisamoy, let's say the first one warns the second guy, says, watch out, I'm stopping now, you also stop. And he doesn't stop, and comes in and breaks his pitcher, his barrel, then the first one's potter. Ho yo bal chav yisrish, let's say the opposite way, the barrel guy was going first. O bal kari akron, the one that carrying the beam was going second. Nishbro chav yisbekari, it's like a chayiv. That means it happened, the second guy went a little bit faster and broke the first one's barrel, therefore he's chayiv. The Imamad Baal Chavis, let's say the Baal Chavis stopped short the first one, and the second guy went into him, he's Potter, because he's an honest. You're not supposed to stop short. The Imamad Baal Kari Amad, let's say the first guy warned the Baal of the beam, and said, listen, I'm stopping short now with my barrel, you stop also. And the second guy didn't stop, then he's Chayiv. The same thing, if two people walk in Mishas Rabin, and one is holding a fire, a Ner, and one is holding a flax, the same thing, if one got lit because of the other one, you have the same halachas. When they're both doing what they're allowed to do, they're both potter. When somebody does something wrong, then we say he's chayiv. All right, we'll stop here. You hold enough lamed beis. We'll just do the mission again. It says again, the mission said that zebo bechavitoi, vezebo bekarosoi. If two people are walking b'shus rabim, and they both have a right to walk there, one is with a barrel and one with a karosa with a long beam. And Nishbro Kadza Shozer, the karosa Shozer is Potter. Because they both have a right to go there. So he's not Chayiv the Baal HaKor. Shalazer Rishus Lahalach, Lazer Rishus Lahalach. They both have a right to be there. So then it's your fault why the Baal HaKor has broke his barrel. What about Hoya Baal HaKor Rishon, if the one that's carrying the beam went first? O Baal HaKor is Achron. Now Nishbro Chov is Bekor is Potter. In other words, the back one went a little bit faster and bumped into the beam. So the Baal HaKor is Potter, like it was your fault, why did you go faster? Baal HaKor, Potter Baal HaKor, the Baal HaKor is Potter.